Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And I'm Amy Lawrence in for Maggie and Perloff here on CBS Sports Radio and CBS Sports Network. And we are excited to welcome one of our buds. Can I call you that, Bryant McFadden? He's a former NFL DB who is just fresh off of Jets camp, but is also a Pittsburgh Steeler. So a lot to talk about this first week in a preseason. Bryant, before we get the pulse from Jets camp, I got to ask, after 1 week of preseason, what's kind of the mood, the attitude in the locker room? Is it a relief? Is it a let's just get to the season? What's the mood, the attitude in the locker room?
Well, I think most organizations, number one, they want to get through each week healthy, right? That's a huge plus, being able to get through each week in the preseason healthy. And then number two, just developing, seeing some of the young kids develop, seeing some depth established in critical positions on the football field, and understanding and knowing who some of these young guys will be that you can rely on at some moments throughout the season. So those are the things that most teams are looking for when it comes to advancing from one preseason week to the next. You got to get through each week healthy and then starting to establish some of the young guys you might be able to count on once the season starts.
We know the Jets did not get through the first preseason game, the first weekend healthy. Zach Wilson is now on the left coast. He's getting ready for that knee surgery, so they're a little bit up in the air. What did the offense look like today?
Well, today the defense won. The defense, let's start with the guys in the trenches, the defensive front for the Jets. They got depth, they got athleticism, they got guys who can get home, you know what I mean, collapse the pocket, and they were able to do so today. And that's going to be a huge emphasis offensive line-wise for the New York Jets, knowing that Zach Wilson will miss some time, right? We don't know exactly how much time he will miss, but he will miss some time, and now you rely on Joe Flacco, who has experience, but he's not as athletic or mobile as a Zach Wilson is, and he won't be able to buy the extra time that they may need. So today we saw the defensive front. They dominated. They collapsed the pocket. They made Joe Flacco just tuck the football and just got sacked. If it was a real game, he was sacked quite a few times. So that's where a guy like Dwayne Brown comes into play. You know, they just signed him knowing that Becton will miss the entire season. He's an experienced guy, been to some Pro Bowls. He knows what it means to be reliable and consistent on the offensive line. Today he didn't practice, but they're hoping that he'd be able to get on the grass with the guys either today, tomorrow, or the next day. But he's going to be critical with the offensive line play.
Bryant, what are your expectations for the Jets, even if Zach Wilson comes back and plays the majority of the season?
Man, listen, the Jets, the schedule makers didn't do the Jets any favor.
Right.
Their first four games, they're playing against Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, Cleveland, right? That's a difficult task. You got the AFC North. And then, if I'm not mistaken, after those four games, you got Miami, and I don't know if it's Buffalo or somebody, but their first six games, they're playing against six playoff caliber teams. So the outlook for the Jets is if they can get through that gauntlet with some positive wins, how many? I don't know, right? They get through that.
Bryant McFadden, a former NFL DB who's on CBS Sports HQ and has the podcast All Things Covered with Patrick Peterson. Fresh off Jets camp, we'll get him back here on CBS Sports Radio. But he mentions the regular season. You want to hear the gauntlet? Here it is. Baltimore at Cleveland, Cincinnati at Pittsburgh, then Miami at Green Bay at Denver, New England, Buffalo at New England. And that is crazy. There's no breaks there. I'm not sure when you would even manage to catch your breath, but those are all really difficult games, difficult opponents, both in the AFC East and out. But in addition to that, you're talking about some tough road games. So Brian is back with us and mentions that. Yeah, you're right. Having looked at their schedule, it's not just the first four games. It's the entire first half of the season.
Yes, it's tough, right?
Yes.
It's tough. So even if you got a healthy Zach Wilson, man, look at the games the teams are playing against. Although all of those teams, Amy, they have playoff aspirations. They can legit get into the tournament. So for me, just the outlook for the Jets is all about the first half of the season.
Okay. Well, let's transition to Pittsburgh. That's your former franchise, and they have a real quarterback competition for the first time since Ben Roethlisberger. So we're going back 18 years. And before you say anything, I want to get your thoughts, but this is your former head coach, Mike Tomlin, his assessment of the three QBs. They moved. I can't even say it with a straight face. They moved their units. All right. Is Tomlin always that good? Is he always that unique?
No question. That's why he's one of the best to do it.
Yes.
Right now, currently in the National Football League, he has a way with words. Mike Tomlinisms is what I call them. he knows how to motivate you, and he knows how to say the right things.
He does.
And that's a unique trait from great coaches. They know how to verbally motivate you.
I got to tell you.
They don't have to put on a film. They don't have to put on a song. They can talk to you, and they have you ready to run through a brick wall. And that's who Mike T is.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd rather listen to him talk than any other coach in the NFL. So I agree with that. Right. I saw on your Twitter, Bryant, that you believe in Mitch, as you phrased it, in Mitch we trust. Why Trubisky?
Because Trubisky, throughout his time as a starting quarterback for Chicago, it wasn't a well-structured situation offensively.
So nice.
The coaching, the play calling wasn't ideal. But Trubisky got them to the playoffs in 1 year. And he finished his starting tenure in Chicago with an above 500 record, 26-21. So understanding and knowing that, if you look at the structure that's in place, the staff, right, the personnel, Trubisky is in a better situation now in Pittsburgh than what he was in Chicago, and he still won ball games for Chicago.
What does it benefit an athlete, whether pro or college, to have to sit and watch for a while? Because that's what he did last season in Buffalo when he obviously wasn't going to start unless something went wrong with Josh Allen.
Yeah, the thing about watching and learning, you get a chance to see things from a different set of lens. Being in that offense, sitting and learning behind Josh Allen, a guy who's up and coming in the National Football League, I think it actually helped Trubisky. Now he sees things from a different situation. Remember, when he got to Chicago, he's kind of forced into action. Ready or not, he was forced into action. He got a chance to sit and learn mentally, grow mentally. And now I think when you look at what he's doing so far in Pittsburgh, you look at the preseason game against Seattle, he did some real good things in that drive that led to a touchdown.
What did you see from the rookie Kenny Pickett so far?
He's continuing to get better. The first week of camp, he was going through some growing pains, but each week he has improved. We saw improvements in the game. Now it's about building on those improvements he's made so far, not being stagnant in who you are as a quarterback, understanding the offense much more, and just showing the organization, like, I'm taking steps in the right direction. That's the thing about Kenny Pickett right now, because it's not like they need him to be ready to play week one because they have veteran players in front of him. But for him, it's about showing the organization that I'm taking steps. Every day is an improvement day for me, and I'm being able to take steps to be able to be ready whenever his number is called.
Same division, the Cleveland Browns. Their situation is so up in the air, Bryant. We finally got an apology of sorts from Deshaun Watson. Whether or not he knew the questions ahead of time, he certainly knew what was coming. It was fairly limited, but he did apologize to all the women that he impacted and talked about the poor decisions that he made. What did you hear from Deshaun?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wow. I heard a man who sounded like he was remorseful. He's ready to move on. He's ready to move on. He's ready to get on with his professional career. He's ready to get on with his situation league-wise and get back to playing football. But he still have a few hurdles he has to get over before all of that can happen. And, you know, for his sake, hopefully he gets an opportunity to get over those hurdles sooner than later and get back to playing football for the Cleveland Browns.
What happens inside a locker room when you have that much uncertainty at the most impactful position on a football field? They don't actually know who their quarterback is going to be or when he might be back.
And that's why you prepare for Jacoby Brissett. I think you prepare for the worst, expect the best. But when you prepare for the worst, you're not surprised when everything is finally said and done. So me personally, if you're part of the organization, you got to go into each week, each day, with the understanding that Jacoby Brissett is going to be our quarterback.
Brian McFadden is with us from Jets Camp, CBS Sports HQ, and he's got the All Things Covered podcast with Patrick Peterson. It's Maggie and Perloff here on CBS Sports Radio. Just before I let you go, there's always a debate about whether or not veterans want to or should play in preseason. But then there's also the debate about your prized rookies, your young guys that so much is riding on. Where do you fall in that debate about to play or not to play before the season kicks off?
It's only three preseason games. It depends on what type of vet you are. If you're established, if you're a guy who's already cemented themselves in the National Football League for that said organization, then we don't really need to see too much of it. You know, if you're a young guy who's trying to showcase who you are, that you have grown, then, of course, play a little bit. But then you got to be mindful. It's not about trying to add reps to a player because you don't know exactly what they have. You got to make sure you can see enough and get them out of town because – looking at what we've seen so far, we didn't see a lot of injuries week one, but then you talk about the Zach Wilson injury. He got injured in the first series of the ball game. You never know. So just it's all about depending on who the player is. You know, you got some camp competition. With 3 weeks of play, it's kind of hard for a veteran guy to lose his job in the preseason nowadays with only three games. You know what I mean? So you got to see a great play from someone and really bad play from another player for them to lose their job and for that other player to gain that job.
Brian, we have about 90 seconds. What's one major storyline or headline coming out of the preseason that we haven't talked about that really intrigues you?
Wow. That's a good question. I mean, when you look at competition, I guess for Pittsburgh, like that's a quarterback competition that we're going to monitor throughout camp. And by the end of camp, we will know who the quarterback is. So that's something that I'm monitoring. And granted, a lot of people are talking about it. But outside of that, there's not a lot of spicy quarterback competition throughout the National Football League. Hey, what about that Malik Willis situation down in Tennessee?
Right.
You know, he had a pretty good preseason game against Baltimore last week. You know, will we see Ryan Tannehill this week? We're not sure yet, but we know we will see Malik Willis. Maybe he can make that thing a little dicey before it's all said and done.
You don't think the Seahawks is very juicy, not so delicious, that quarterback competition?
No, that's not a delicious quarterback competition right now. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's good stuff. All right, you can find Brian McFadden on Twitter at @BMac_sportstalk. Catch him on CBS Sports HQ and also catch the All Things Covered podcast with Patrick Peterson. Good stuff with Richard Sherman most recently. Great to have you for a few minutes. I know you've had a busy day. We appreciate it, Brian.
Thank you for having me.
I mean, we roll with the punches even when the cell phone drops out. Have you noticed that during the last couple years, what passes for quality audio? It's changed so much. But I appreciate what he had to say, though, about Flacco with the experience. Okay, so we laughed. I laughed. All right, I won't blame it on the guys. I laughed about Robert Saleh saying, I have, what do you say, all the faith in the world in Joe Flacco. And there is something to be said for a guy who can step in and who doesn't need a lot of reps to be ready. But Bryant points out the idea is that he's not going to be able to extend plays. We're not talking about Patrick Mahomes here or an Aaron Rodgers here. You're talking about a guy who is cinder blocks her feet or close enough. And so this is a guy that you have to protect. And that means that the losses along the offensive line are also really critical as well. So appreciate that. And he really said something similar about the Pittsburgh Steelers too, right? The experience factor with Mitch Trubisky. And I like what he had to say about watching. And I hear that from athletes, whether it's at the college level or the pro level, when they're forced to watch. Now, it's painful, right? Think Klay Thompson, 2 years of watching the Warriors play basketball. And sometimes he couldn't even be in the arena because that's how much it hurt him not to be out there. The pain of being away from something you love so much, that's a huge deal. And there's emotional and mental components to that as well. But a lot of times, especially athletes who've never sat before, they've always started, they've always been the focal point, the game comes so naturally to them that when they have to sit and watch, they very often see the game through, as Brian said, different lenses. They see different elements of the game that maybe they never thought about before because it didn't revolve around them, right? Like, when you're a top flight athlete, what you're mostly concerned is being in the center of attention and being the middle of all the action. Something else too, this is, I think you'll find a lot of times, the best athletes don't make the best coaches. The best coaches are the ones who've sat at the end of the bench, who've been processing the game mentally or processed it through years and years of watching. And so it's interesting to think about that too, how much the benefit of Mitch Trubisky sitting behind Josh Allen for a year may have done for his game, not to mention his certainly understanding the game, but also his confidence too, and recognizing that he was on a winning team. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. I'm Amy Lawrence in for Maggie and Perloff. And coming up, almost the angel and the devil in Major League Baseball on Sunday. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.